Okay, here we go.
Worst intro.
What is funny? What is happening?
You bring a good energy. Okay?
Shut up.
Make me a deal and make it good for me. I won't get full of myself, I can't afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis.
I'm April Richardson.
And I'm Kyle Dawson.
And season's greetings?
Yeah.
If we're being non-denominational?
Sure. Happy holidays. That's the nice way to say it.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Happy Christmas. Holidays.
What do you celebrate when you were growing up? Christmas, right?
Christmas.
No Hanukkah in your house?
No. Why? I mean, only because I'm not Jewish, not because right. of any hate-filled reasons.
No, I know.
I don't like the way you said that.
I mean, obviously, your family wouldn't want to do that, Hanukkah.
Yeah, I didn't like... I felt like I was being accused of something.
No.
And,
no Kwanzaa.
It's only because I come from a Christian family.
Yes.
Yeah.
Same here. We celebrated Christmas. We are Catholic. We celebrated Christmas. Now, my wife is Jewish. We're anti-religion, but we do both. Christmas tree and menorah.
Nice.
Yeah. All of it. Bring it all in.
There's not
anything religious about the holidays for us. It's just
Well,
it's
how
just
do you set up
stuff.
The gift giving schedule then? Like do you get 8 days of gifts?
Here's what we do. Every night.
I feel the fake answer coming on when I want a real one.
No, I had a stroke. I didn't know how to say here's what happens. The first night they each get $1. The second night, they get $2.
For Hanukkah?
The
fourth night, you get $4. Yeah, does it just keep doubling?
They just keep, whatever the night is, that's how much money they get. So on night eight, they get
$8.
So at the end of the thing, I think it adds up to $36.
None of that is real.
Because they get Christmas gifts.
In addition. Oh, so the Hanukkah gifts are money. It's just a dollar.
Yeah.
And then they get Christmas gifts on Christmas
Day. Simple.
Yeah, it's $36.
Okay. Yeah, it's 36. And because, first of all, they don't need eight gifts on top of Christmas.
Right.
And they're happy to have the happy to have the money.
For sure.
My youngest is 12. $36 is like thousands of dollars. Mm-hmm.
Well, didn't you say too, especially when they were younger, if one of them got like a book one night and then the other got like a video game and it just was, or like a DVD, it just seemed uneven.
Bless you. Oh, geez. Are you sick?
It's going to happen like every 5 minutes. So get ready.
Are you catching a cold?
Anyway.
It is Christmas.
Man, how easy it was for me to be an only kid and just got all the sweet, sweet presents.
Did you get a ton of gifts because you were the only kid?
Yeah, I mean, not a ton.
Did you have a pony? Did you get a pony?
I never got a pony or anything like that, but I would get rad gifts for sure. Like, even if it was only just one, it would be one super rad thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, not so egregious that it was like a car commercial. I never got a car with a red bow on it, but I remember, it's a music podcast. I remember my senior year of high school, I had met my friend Chad, who was older than me and had already graduated college and had a CD burner, which at the time... It was like a Philips CD burner.
I had one of those. It cost like $500, $600.
And I remember he gave me a burned mix CD, first of its I'd ever seen. And I was like, oh my God, how did you do this?
That's like giving you a laser gun.
Yeah, I mean, it was unbelievable.
Like, what is this?
Yeah, I was like 18, just turned 18. It like blew my mind. Mm. And so I went to his apartment and he was like, I got this. And it was like, you know, on his stereo system, like hooked up to his turntable.
It was a component.
And his CD, And so I got that year. I begged my parents. And they were like, you've got to be kidding me. It's $500. Like, no way is this happening. And then I was like, you don't have to give me anything else. You don't have to get me anything for my birthday next year. Like, and they held to it. They were like, all right. And they got me that thing. I had a Philips CD burner before anyone ever had one on a computer, like years before.
I had it too.
And I was making people mix CDs and they were like, what are you, Richie Rich? Like, how do you have this technology? So yeah, I got that when I was like 18.
I was,
and then it became completely obsolete. Like what, 4 years later or something? Years later. It is. We live in a time now where nothing's a rarity really anymore. I mean, I guess physical copies of things are.
Yeah. When I mean, again, when I still go to the uh, to the UCD place and I'm scrolling through and, I find something, I still get that rush.
Me too. But I'm saying, as far as if you're sitting around going, I wonder, I'd like to see a cheap trick show from whatever venue. It's probably on YouTube. It's
probably on, yeah. Yeah, like, I mean, when MTV was on, you had to wait until the video came up. Mm-hmm. Now you just YouTube.
Yep.
Type it in, done. There it is.
What a time to be alive.
Now or then?
In general. Always. That's fascinating. Well, that's cool. You're the only other person I knew that had a Philips CD burner. Yeah, me and you and my friend Chad.
That's why when you ask anyone, like, what era would you rather live in? Like, it's now.
Yeah.
Like, what do you want? YouTube or cholera?
Yeah. Like, yeah. I mean, yeah. Right? It's always now, isn't it? I mean, there's only certain parts. I mean, obviously the election more than anything has me thinking about that because of the fakeness of Make America Great Again.
I didn't even vote, so I can't even be blamed either way.
Did you really not vote?
Of course I
voted. Okay. But it is true.
My sister didn't vote.
Oh, no.
Let me tell you, she lives in Pennsylvania,
mm-hmm.
and she's a woman, and she didn't vote.
That's not good. I'm just saying, there's never a time.
She's a fucking dunce.
Well, she's your sister. I'm not going to say that.
I'm saying.
All right.
Kyle, she's your aunt. What do you say?
Oh, she's horrible. She's
a dunce.
She's 47 years old.
I think you guys have told me about this.
She has a kid.
She's a mess.
She wrote me a $25 check for my birthday 1 year. And when I cashed it, it bounced.
No.
And I got charged like more money.
No. And did you have to call her and be like?
Yeah. I actually called my dad and he went over and yelled at her.
Well, I'm not being. Yeah. This is. Look. I'm not trying to. Is she poor? I'm not laughing at anybody.
No, she's
not poor.
She's a moron.
She's a moron.
She's just dumb. Like, I don't know.
She just doesn't know how to balance her checkbook.
She doesn't know how to do anything.
Or she just had it like, she was like, oh, I have money in this account, but didn't check. Like, you know what I mean? It's like one of those deals.
Right.
She's a moron. I'm sure you have family members that are just.
They don't talk. They think I'm the moron, though. Oh, well, yeah. I have family members that not. But my family is so tiny that it's not really.
You. Look, if you're the worst. If people in your family think that you're a moron.
Yeah, they for sure do.
You're compared to my sister, your face would be on Mount Rushmore.
Ah, well, no, moron's the wrong word. I mean, they think I'm a snob, but they think that I'm.
I don't disagree with them.
But they think I'm a snob because I like read. I mean, this is.
Because you read books.
I mean, it really is. My family is a microcosm for like the country because. They think I'm like this uppity know-it-all Hollywood liberal, even though I'm like, I grew up with you in Georgia. I only just recently moved.
I read books there.
Yeah, exactly. And to music I mean, exactly. There. Truly.
Yeah.
And it's a weird. Yeah, I can't. It's a bummer. It's a huge bummer.
Look at April getting out the map and going to the library down the street.
It's like you took the words out of their mouth.
Are you?
And it really bums me out as somebody who like. I hate blanket dismissals of not only just the South, but like working class people. And you know what I mean? I don't think that I hate when voters were separated into like college graduates and non-college graduates, because I think that's bullshit. Like, I don't think I'm necessarily smarter intellectually because I went to college. College is largely a social thing, I think, that like prepares you for
adulthood. Prepares you to live your life.
Yeah, you can be born a genius and never go to school. That doesn't really.
You can be a genius and not know how to do your own laundry.
Yeah,
college
true.
Prepares you to do things like that.
Yeah, there are varying degrees of that. So it's like I hate that divide too, because I definitely don't think people who didn't go to college are dumb. But I do think people who aren't curious or dumb, if that makes sense.
But before we continue,
I find that quality to be infuriating.
All three of us are college grads, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I guess. I mean, I went to Georgia State. Yeah. It's not like I went to Harvard.
Yeah, okay. Cool. Okay, cool. We can continue.
But that's my main, that is the divide, I think, is not having a curiosity about the world around you and the people who are different from you.
Yeah.
That, to me, is where the intelligence line is drawn.
Yeah.
And not having, I find people more intelligent that know how much they don't know. That's the smartest you can be, is to realize, oh, there's a lot I don't know, instead of steadfastly standing by whatever it is you do know without allowing for it to bend and change if it needs to.
A friend of mine.
And that's kind of my family, just stubborn.
A friend of mine's brother did not go to college and he is very insecure about it.
That bums me out, that kind of stuff.
But here's the deal. He's in construction. He can come over and add a bathroom onto your house.
Right.
To me, that's like building a rocket ship.
That's amazing. He also, like, yeah, exactly. Do the wiring, do that in a million years.
The wiring, the plumbing. And I tell him that. I'll say, I can't do any of what you just did.
Yes.
None of it. And he's like, I know, but I didn't go to college. I'm like, oh, did you?
But
you
he's probably making bank too, because you still make a lot of money
he's
doing
it. He's making a ton of money.
He's sure making way more
money. He probably has a really nice house that he built himself, and it didn't cost him that much money to do. He doesn't have to pay for repairs and things.
I mean, the only reason he didn't go to college is because he's dumb.
Oh, my God.
But I mean, he knows how to tinker.
I hate that divide. I hate it so much. And my family does make fun of me for it when I went home recently.
Okay. Well, here's my next question for you. Are you, where are you spending Christmas?
Here. Oh, I've never gone home for Christmas.
You don't go home for the holidays?
No, not at all. I've lived
here
10 years.
There's no place like it.
I've lived here 10 years and I've never gone home to Atlanta for either holiday. But I go home all the time. I go to Atlanta like 3 or 4 times a year. So I see my parents more than most people do anyway.
So what do
although that's kind of changing.
What do you do Christmas morning? You wake up?
Go to the movies. I usually go to the Arclight or something. Go to the Grove. I always go to the movies on Christmas and Thanksgiving.
Well, first you run out to the tree to see what Santa brought.
Sure, of course. I mean, that went without saying. I don't even have a tree.
That's, you got to get a tree.
For who? For just me? I do, but it seems like a lot of what is happening.
Oh, no.
This is how you're segueing into our topic.
No, I've already told what the topic is.
I'm already scrooging out on it.
I actually think that Santa's coming.
See, this is you're painting me as a non-festive person. Are you trying to get me to
stop
talking?
For the record, I did not know that was going to happen.
Okay, good. I'm perfect, but it's like, it just kind of
a whole bag over there, and I don't like...
Do we have a bag of props?
Merry Christmas.
Is that what's happening? Bag of props.
Why are you holding your hands up as to show nothing?
Oh, I'm Santa Claus, Kyle. I've come to bring April a present. Have you been a good girl this year, April?
Sure.
Are you Jiminy Glick now?
Yeah, what is happening?
I do have a present for you.
Are you going to give me the sleigh bells so they'll stop ringing? No, you did not really get me a present. What is happening? What is happening?
This goes right in with our show.
No. Now I'm a total asshole because I didn't bring you a present.
Don't read the label. Look at that.
Oh.
What is that?
First of all, this is obviously one of the songs I brought. First of all, thank you because this is amazing. This is one of the songs I brought and I'm going to frame this. I'm just going to frame this because I do have this, but like on CD.
No one knows what it is yet. You haven't said
it. It's Elvis' Merry Christmas Baby. It's Elvis' Christmas songs. Which I have on CD, but not on vinyl.
It looks
Pat
great.
Is giving
it's,
me the
isn't
vinyl.
It a sweet cover.
He's hot, as usual. Thank
that
you.
Is a really
I will
cool
frame
cover.
This.
I know. I
will
it.
Frame it.
Merry
Christmas. I brought like four of these songs. Like the only Christmas songs I'm really super familiar with are Elvis Christmas songs.
Of course you are.
So thank you. This is amazing.
You're welcome.
Stare at him throughout the recording.
We'll take a picture of you with that before you go.
Okay, sure. Yeah, so, but that's funny because that's most of the stuff I brought.
So today we're doing holiday jams.
Holiday jams.
And you told me
I can't believe you got me a present.
Before we started recording this, you said you're not excited about this.
I'm not real hyped about it. I'm not a Christmas music person.
And yet you bought her a whole...
I'm an Elvis person.
Well, I know she's an Elvis person.
I mean, I'll listen to Elvis sing the phone book, so I'm on board with this.
You have that? Elvis sings the phone book?
Elvis sings the phone book. Sun Records.
Merry Christmas, baby.
I mean, I don't hate Christmas music. It's just not a thing I'm... Yeah. Real hyped on, you know what I mean? I don't insist that it play all throughout December.
I like it like the week before the holidays.
Yeah,
and
if I go in a store,
it.
I'm like, cool, okay, but I'm not at home. I'm not like fire up the Christmas music.
Or if we I was just at my girlfriend's for the whole or family's for the whole week of Thanksgiving, and they like put it on while we did the tree stuff. That was fine.
Yeah, that's nice. Like exactly, that's nice. But I'm not just at home like or in the car just like crank it up. Like no, not happening.
December 1st, I start with the Christmas music. I got a mix.
And you listen to it in your house, in your car? Like, you just listen to it when you're listening to music?
I listen to other stuff, too. Like, here, I'm going to tell you how many, because I have a playlist in my iTunes. It's called Christmas Music. Let's see if you guys can guess how many.
What type of music is it?
That's funny, Kyle. How many Christmas songs do you think are in this?
I'm going to say 199.
I'm going to say 50.
Okay. Higher than what you said.
Holy crap!
300.
What do you say?
250.
Okay, it's higher than what Kyle said.
It's higher than 300.
Yes.
500.
It's not that high, Kyle. I'm not an asshole.
Are there even 500 Christmas songs in existence in the history of recorded music?
Different versions and
there's 400.
It's more than that, but less.
$4.50. What is this? Price is right? $1.
$4.59.
Lower.
$4.55.
Wow, this is super fun for the listener.
55. No, it's
until we get the exact number.
$4.40.
Oh, okay.
440 Christmas songs.
Jeez, dude.
Yeah.
And you listen to that entire playlist?
Probably. I think it says I could listen for a whole day and no songs would repeat.
That's going to be longer than a day.
Let me see.
What a day that would
They're
be.
They're all a second.
Yeah.
It just says one day when I click on the little thingy.
All right.
Well, I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're here then. You're in a festive mood.
I'm in a real festive. Well, now I feel like a real jerk because you gave me a present.
Or a Grinch.
I am scrooging out a little. I love Christmas. Is great. It's a great season. I'm kind of sick right now. I'm alone. I don't have a tree. I feel very judged for that now.
Get yourself a little tree.
Where am I going to go buy a little tree? I live in a one-bedroom apartment. Where am I going to stick a tree?
What movie do you think you'll see on Christmas Day?
I don't know. I don't know what's out, what the big deal is coming out. Whatever the big
Star Wars.
No, I don't care about that. Whatever is the other big shit movie that's coming out, I'll see. Whatever the big deal is.
I hope there's a movie called Big Shit. The Big Shit movie.
You know what I mean. Whatever the holiday blockbuster is that's not Star Wars, I'll go see. I've sound like the worst grump so far. I'm like, hate your Christmas, don't care about your Star Wars. You know what I mean. Whatever. I'm sick. I'm a grump.
We're going to get you picked up right pretty soon with some Christmas music.
And I just feel lukewarm on Christmas music. I don't hate it, but I'm not hyped.
What do you got, Kyle?
I was just trying to...
You looking for the movies that are opening on Christmas Day?
Looking for the big shit on Christmas Day.
Also, this is going to sound really juvenile.
Everything you've said so far has.
Even more so. And I'm not being funny. And it's only come... It's because of the way I grew up.
Bah, humbug.
Are there any Hanukkah songs? Like, pop songs?
The
The Hanukkah song.
Right, but I mean, like, there's 440 Christmas songs. Like, are there just, like... You know, like Nat King Cole style, like some Hanukkah classics.
Probably not.
Here are your choices.
That's so curious.
Here's your movie choices.
Okay. Here are your movie choices.
Go to Fandango, buy your ticket.
This is so boring for the listener.
It's not boring.
Are you really trying to schedule my movie for Christmas
Assassin's
Day?
Creed.
Assassin's Creed.
Based off the hit video game franchise starring Fassbender.
That's no good.
Sing.
Oh, that looks awful.
I don't know what that is.
That looks like it's animated. They had Zootopia, and then they saw the Zootopia trailer, and we're like, let's make them all sing.
That's really what's coming out Christmas Day?
Okay. Passengers.
Oh, that maybe that. Maybe that.
Who's in Passengers?
That's Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh, that's Mystique and Star-Lord.
Yeah. Why him?
Wow, this is not a great...
Why him?
I mean, maybe.
James Franco.
Maybe that. That's
Frank
like
Grant.
The big comedy.
Yeah. All right.
And Fences with Denzel Washington, Viola Davis. That looks good.
Yeah, that maybe.
But that's not going to be uplifting.
Isn't there also a Will Smith movie coming out?
Where he writes letters to... Yeah. I might see that too.
That comes out the week before. Collateral Beauty.
Yeah, maybe that.
It'd be La La Land.
It'd be cooler
before.
If he was writing letters to dead rock stars and then they would come back and visit him.
And it was called
terrible.
Rock and Peace.
What looks terrible?
Collateral Beauty. It has the worst name. No one can remember it.
Who's in that?
Will Smith.
Oh, that's what the Will Smith. Yeah. Oh, that's a terrible name.
And then he's just writing letters to like feelings. It's like Inside Out, but they're outside.
I bet I'll cry though. Try it.
It'll pull your heart.
I saw. When was Les Miserables? Was that last year?
Oh, that was sad though.
That was.
But
about
the funny thing is,
3 years ago.
three years ago. Yeah.
Well, I don't. I go to the movies alone every Christmas. So I was at that movie alone, and I went, and it was like crazy sold out. Mm. And I was sitting next to a family, like the mom. It was the mom, and then the kids, and the husband.
And they took you home.
Well, no, I sat down next to her, and she was like, "Oh, do you need?" Like, asked me if I needed another seat, if I needed them to move down. And I'm like, no, I'm fine. And she was like, you're here alone on Christmas? Like, she said it to me like that. I was like, yes. Yeah, I am.
You should have said, I'm the ghost of Christmas future.
Right. But she, the level of concern in her face.
Do you like Christmas specials?
Like Charlie Brown?
Yeah, Rudolph
for sure.
Frosty.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Muppets Christmas Carol?
I'm not anti-Christmas in any way. I just said I just don't listen to Christmas music in my own house.
I got you.
When I'm not in a restaurant or a store.
Donald Trump is in Home Alone too. Because Kevin McAllister stays
why
at one
you gotta
of his,
bring that up?
Stays at one
yeah,
of his hotels.
Yeah, I remember. I've seen both Home Alone. Well, those two. I don't see any of the ones where it's a different kid.
I used
kid.
To watch three when like I was a kid for some reason.
Well, you kids don't know.
No, one and two strictly.
I cry at
Home Alone's great.
I cry every time.
It's the best. I love Home Alone. I love Scrooged. What other Christmas movies? Those are probably my two favorite Christmas movies. Die Hard.
Yeah. Gremlins.
True. Gremlins.
I haven't watched Gremlins in ages.
It doesn't hold up, does
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I haven't watched
no,
it in
does.
Ages.
It's pretty good.
Gremlins 2?
Gremlins 2 is horrible.
I saw Adam's Family Values is my favorite Thanksgiving movie.
I saw you just saw that at the theater.
Why
is that showing at the theater?
Because it's awesome.
But I mean, is that a thing? Is it like
Sinespia just does it. They bring, you know, whatever movie they want to show. It was crazy. They were saying that it was the first time it had been shown on the big screen since it was in theaters.
Wow.
There was no one. And I don't know why, because I love the Addams Family. I loved the TV show and I love both the movies and they hold up.
Yeah.
Addams Family Values. I forgot how many jokes are in it.
Never seen them.
Oh, you should see them. They're really great good. Movies.
Never seen either one. All right.
And I think that this is not a joke in any way that Morticia and Gomez Addams are like the model for the perfect relationship.
Yeah.
Truly, like, they're amazing. And it's the kind of thing where it's like, if I ever do get married again or whatever, I would aspire for it to be that way. They're rad.
Do you ever dress as Morticia for Halloween?
I was Wednesday all the time as a kid.
You're tall. You seem tall to me, though. So Morticia would be the...
As a child? I mean, I'm talking like as
no,
a kid.
I'm talking about as an adult. Have you ever dressed
no,
as Morticia?
No, I think I've dressed as Wednesday maybe once as an adult, but no, never Morticia.
One more question, then we're going to get into this Christmas music that you love so much. Where did you meet Dolph Lundgren?
Oh, at midnight. Because I actually went on... Well, I live within walking distance of the studio.
Okay.
So on days, if I'm bored or sad or something, I'll just text Hardwick and be like, can I come visit you at work? And he's like, totally.
Go maybe you go over there on sad. Christmas.
Well, I just walk. I'm talking about last minute. Like, I just walk.
Yeah, I'll fly over there. Helicopter.
Anyway, so I was just there hanging out to like, they had already planned him as the guest. I didn't know that though at all. Like I was just, when they started the taping, I just sat in the room that has the TV and I was watching it. And then they were like, and tonight's guest, dar, 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 dar. And he came out and I'm like, what? Hold on a minute. No one told me Ivan Drago was in the house. Like I flipped out. And then when he came off stage, he came into the room where everybody watches it, you know? And he was amazing. He was so nice. And I was like, oh, dude, you're the best. Like, I just flipped out and had my picture taken with him. And he was so nice to me and gave me a hug. And I was like, yo, you're still super hot, too.
Yeah, he is. He looks amazing.
Yeah. And the best part is, so whatever the thing was, he was the guest because the game was whichever comedian did the funniest tweet as him, he had to tweet it.
Oh, that's great.
Like live on the thing.
Who won that?
Funches did. I don't remember the exact tweet, but it was like Dolph. My name is Dolph, which is short for dolphin. I forget the rest of it, but he tweeted that as himself, and he didn't say it was a joke or whatever. Like he just had to tweet it.
Wow.
And he did it on, and it was really funny. Like the tweet was hilarious, and it was just funnier imagining him seriously saying it. He was really funny. He was great and very nice and very handsome and gigantic.
Yeah, he looks like gigantic.
He is.
Did you put your arm around him?
Yeah, I mean,
was he like solid?
Yes, as a rock.
That's
I mean,
crazy.
And this is Rocky IV is my favorite Rocky.
That's wrong.
Well, I'm sorry, but it
I
is.
Mean, no, I'm sorry. I hate when people say that. I disagree with you. Your favorite movie is your favorite movie.
Right.
You're not wrong about that.
I mean,
right?
Sure, but I'm not. Right? You can tell me I'm wrong if you want. I won't get mad because I'm not.
But you're
wrong.
Not wrong.
You know what I'm saying? It's like I just sit here going, well, I know I'm not wrong, so it's cool. Yeah.
All right, let's get into this music. People are enjoying the talk. They love it. They love it.
We've yammered long.
I'm gonna let you go first because you love Christmas.
Okay, well, I will. This is a genuine. All right, that's actually how this song starts. The one Christmas song that I do insist on playing every year.
This is the one.
This is the one. Okay. Run DMC.
Okay.
Christmas in Hollis. Can we play the whole thing?
It was December 24th when I was out in the park. When I seen a man chilling with his dog at the park. With my heart full of fear, looked at his dog, oh my god, an ill reindeer. My man, I was feeling cold, the man had a beard and a bag full of goodies, 12 o'clock at noon. So I turned my head a second and the man was gone. But he must have dropped his wallet smack dead on the lawn.
That's my favorite Christmas song.
I could tell you could hear the whole thing.
It's Christmas time in Hollis, Queens. Mom's cooking chicken and collard greens, rice and stuffing, macaroni and cheese, and Santa put gifts under Christmas trees.
I am so hungry right now. Seriously, I should have eaten before I came.
That's the best Christmas song. So,
well, I have a Christmas song that's brand new as of last Friday at the time of this record.
Okay.
This is a former guest of the show, Elliot Easton, lead guitarist for The Cars. He has a band called The Empty Hearts. Clem Burke from Blondie's on drums.
Sure.
Wally Palmer from The Romantics is lead vocals. And God, I can't remember. I know the guy, but I can't say his last name. Andy, I can never say his last name. He's from the Chesterfield Kings. He's on bass. But this is they dropped a double-sided Christmas single. You can get it on iTunes. This is The Empty Hearts with It's Christmas Time.
I'm just sitting here looking out my window. Say the sidewalks and the streets are full of snow. Now I realize it looks a lot like Christmas. Gonna go and meet some people that I know.
That's got all the elements of a Christmas song. It's got some jingle bells. It's
that's like that. It sounds kind of like U2, Baby, Please Come Home for Christmas or whatever. Mm-hmm. On that, I did have a very special Christmas. I had that tape, you know, the series that had like the Keith Haring artwork
stuff. Oh, yeah,
yeah. Because that's where I first heard the Run DMC song.
Yeah.
I had that
for
tape.
Special
I was like super duper into it as a kid.
Today's the day of giving when we're recording this, so yeah, we can talk about Special Olympics.
Okay.
That's what the charity was when you bought those.
For a very special Christmas?
Yeah, that was the Special Olympics.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Cool.
You were doing a good thing when you bought that.
And I didn't even know it.
Nope.
All right. Here's another
thing. Has that horrible Sting song on it, Gabriel's Message.
Oh, yeah. And it has like Bon Jovi. And it had, I mean, I just played the Run
DMC
over
Nicks,
and over and
Stevie
over.
Nicks' Silent Night, which is literally like,
yes, I remember that. I remember that too. That's a beautiful rendition. A beautiful impersonation. All right, well, this next one is a song I actually just like.
All right. It's not even a Christmas song.
It is a Christmas song, but it's like all the waitresses' songs. It's a good song. But this is like a total duh. Every Christmas rapping, yeah. Like doy.
What's the lead singer's name?
I don't remember.
Rock in Peace. She's not with us anymore.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember.
She served her last meal.
Aw, the waitresses.
Yeah, I get it. Funny. Starting all your songs from the beginning tonight.
I don't usually do like not on
all
purpose,
right.
I just didn't.
That's cool.
Why do you have like timestamps? I don't have timestamps.
No, it's fine. There was just there's like a three,
it's pure laziness,
3 minute intro.
It's pure laziness.
Patty Donahue was the lead singer.
Patty Donahue, Rock in Peace. Rock in Peace. Probably gonna play a lot of artists that are Rock in Peace on this type of a show. This person, my next song, I love this song. Some people don't like this song. I'm going to say that you like this one, though.
Okay.
Tell you what, I'm not even going to say who the artist is or what the song is.
Oh, just
Kyle,
tell
just
me.
Play it. You'll know in a second.
Welcome to my Christmas song. I'd like to thank you for the year. So I'm sending you this Christmas card to say it's nice to have you here. I'd like to sing about all the things your eyes and mind can see. So hop aboard your turn table.
You like that one?
EJ. Spoiler alert to our year-end episode, but he's on... My favorite album of the year is the new Tribe Called Quest record.
Oh, cool.
And my favorite song on it is one that he's on, and it's so rad.
Spoiler alert.
It's called Solid Wall of Sound. You should listen to it. It's a loop of an Elton John sample, and then at the end, he sings on it. It's so rad.
This is not a spoiler alert. This is just a little tidbit I want to give out there. You know what the B-side to the single was called?
What?
It was called Ho Ho Ho, Who'd Be a Turkey at Christmas?
That sounds like a Weird Al song.
But I've never heard that song before, so I don't know. I don't know what that song is. Are you going to try to look it up?
Yeah. I don't know if I should. I mean,
I'm surprised that you didn't have this song.
I know. Yeah, I didn't.
Are you ready?
April's wearing an Elton John sweatshirt tonight. Is that the shirt you always wear when you're sick?
It's just a big warm sweatshirt. It's comfy sweatshirt. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Is this ho ho ho? Who can...
Sounds like Benny and the Jets that beginning.
Sitting here on Christmas Eve with a brandy in my hand.
I'm not mad at this.
No.
Oh, I've had a few too many and it's getting hard to stand. Hearing noises from my fireplace. I must be going crazy.
Okay, I don't like the party noises.
And I keep hearing.
Like the party noises are too loud.
Yeah.
The fakey party, fake fun.
That's just, we need something for the B-side.
And it's totally like sing different lyrics over the music of Benny and the Jets or something. Still not mad at it. Love you, EJ.
Bernie Taupin not doing his job.
Yeah, he was asleep at the wheel on that one.
A little bit too much brandy.
I feel like I should just play an Elvis one to break them up because there's a few.
All right.
I think my favorite Elvis Christmas song is Blue Christmas.
It's a classic.
It's a classic, and I almost brought the Porky Pig version, but I didn't. You guys know that, right? The Porky Pig version making fun of this?
A second.
Yeah, I have it, but I didn't bring it because I thought it would be... Isn't that fun? This podcast does make me feel like more of a weirdo sometimes. Because there are times where I think a song... I'm like, you guys know, like, this is just in the ether. And then you guys are like, I've never heard this in my life. I'm like, what?
Because two of us don't know it doesn't mean...
Okay, so anyway, Blue Christmas. If you find it on YouTube, which I'm sure you can, you should follow it up with Porky Pig's version.
Christmas... Without you, I'll be so blue, just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree.
The best voice.
It's pretty good. That's a pretty good one. It's a classic.
I found Porky Pig.
Okay.
Oh, wait, it's like the actual cartoon. Hang on.
Let's watch the whole episode.
Wow. I have like the actual song. They used to play it on radio stations in Atlanta.
I'm an artist. I hope you like it. I'll have a blue Christmas without you.
Yep.
Making fun of people who stutter.
Feel so blue.
I mean,
about you.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
They used to seriously play that on radio stations in Atlanta during Christmas.
And the person driving home from work who has a stuttering problem cried.
Well, that was Porky Pig's whole thing.
First of all, the pig doesn't have his pants on. He's got a lot of problems.
Yeah.
He couldn't find his
There's not a lot of pants in the cartoon world. Donald Duck. Also.
Bugs Bunny, just totally naked.
Totally naked.
Winnie the Pooh.
Yep.
Dropping a poo everywhere because he doesn't have any pants on.
Oh, my God.
Hey, this is a modern day classic without a doubt. This is from 1994. Play this up.
Oh, Mariah Carey? Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about that one?
I mean, that's okay. I just felt like I was shopping at the Gap just now or something, you know?
All right.
But it's cool. That's the thing. It's like, that's the thing. I would never come home and play that at my house, but
well,
it's
you wouldn't play
cool.
it in July.
Well, even in December, I wouldn't. I don't know.
You don't have Christmas spirit.
I don't, kind of. Maybe late, because I just, the older I get, I don't have any, don't make me get sad. You have children. Like it's just me. So there's no, it's hard to get festive when there's no one else around. It seems counterproductive. It's like, hey, there's no one here. Then who cares if there's a tree up?
What you should do is you should take a NyQuil, two NyQuil, go out, buy yourself something, wrap it, and put it under
totally,
the tree.
And then come, oh, look, there's a surprise. Yeah. Yeah. So it's just kind of, I'm not a Scrooge, but I'm not until... It's weird if you don't have anyone to share it with.
Put a string of lights up.
Oh, I always have that on my window, lining my window year round.
Okay.
Because I just like it.
All right.
I'm okay. This is not an it's starting to feel like an intervention.
It's not an intervention. I want you to get in the Christmas spirit.
I am as much as it makes sense for one person to be in.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
I do understand that it would maybe be weird if you would be like a weirdo if you were like all crazy about Christmas and then. Maybe.
Yeah. And I don't have anyone to buy. Again, I don't have siblings. I'm not super duper.
You buy Chris Hardwick a little present?
The sad thing is he always buys me. He's one of those people where it's like, how do you buy him a present? Yes, of course, I've bought him presents before and for his birthday and stuff, but it's getting increasingly harder because he has everything. Not in like a dick way. It's just that like, even things he wants, like if he's into video games and all that stuff and the people just send him this stuff.
Yeah, for free. He just gets it.
Yeah, so it is. That is kind of tough. But he's such a sweetheart. He buys me the most amazing presents, and then I'm like, I can't compete with this in any way.
Go on Etsy.
But he doesn't expect me to.
Go on Etsy.
I did get him like a Doctor Who thing off of Etsy. That was a cool. I've gotten him a couple of cool things.
You can't go wrong with salt and pepper shakers.
You can never have too many.
You can never have too many. And you could buy like, oh, look, these are two Daleks.
Yeah, but I don't even know what those. Yeah, I got him some Doctor Who thing. Yeah. Oh, yes. So, yes, I'm not saying I don't have friends, but it's different if you don't have like a husband or a wife or kids or siblings.
What if Christmas morning my whole family knocks on your door and shows up?
I would not be cool with that. That would be very weird.
You'd be like, first off, how do you all know where
how
I live?
How do you, and all of you are going to fit in my tiny apartment?
And I say, the kids wanted to open their presents
in your apartment
at Aunt April's house.
See, this, I don't like this position. If it had been framed, yes, your family is lovely and I love hanging out with you and your family. Do I want everyone to come to my tiny apartment? Not really. It doesn't really accommodate an entire family. I'd say no to anyone.
Is seven too early?
I thought you were talking number of people.
You live in a house. You should have Christmas in your comfortable house.
All right. Okay.
But I appreciate the sentiment.
What's your next song? I just played Mariah Carey. Oh, you got wiping a tear. You made Elvis cry.
I think when I was like, what? And my tea went everywhere.
Are you ready for that hot chocolate? Yeah, because I'll brew it up.
Yeah, do it.
All right. You play your next song while I make hot chocolate.
All right. I'm going to go Wham. I'm going to go Last Christmas, Wham. I do listen to this all the time because it's on a Wham album that I, you know, it's Wham.
Yeah, this is a good song.
Yeah, this song rules.
Last Christmas.
You've really never heard it?
No.
Oh. I was like...
I should probably skip ahead
a
little
bit.
Yeah,
you can skip ahead.
Kiss me.
That's actually making me hot chocolate. Oh my God, you really did it. That's very nice of you. Now, but I am a jerk. All I've done is bitch, and you're like, here's a present. Here is personally delivered hot chocolate. I'm a real jerk, and I apologize.
This is when you get the best of me around the holidays.
You're turning the Grinch frown upside down.
Your heart is growing two sizes.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Well, let's just, now that she's brought that up, let's just go right in with You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a... greasy black peel.
Now, I tweeted today that if you change Grinch to Trump, the song still works.
Yeah.
And then someone said, oh, there is, someone made a version of that.
Yeah, they, like on Funny or Die, they had some interns write it, and it's horrible.
Oh, it is bad?
Yeah,
hey, is there a way to turn down my headphone?
Oh, yeah.
Just a little bit?
Because you don't like Christmas music?
Is it this one?
To drone you guys out.
Is that you?
I guess.
Hello?
Yeah, that's me. That's better. That's good.
You yelled louder when we were like...
Everyone was screaming.
Are you getting an ear infection, so that's why it's too loud?
I'm delicate.
If it's too loud...
Sensibilities. No, if it's too loud or too old?
Yeah,
I know. I know, and I agree, and I am old. I'm old and alone on Christmas, Pat. We've already been over this.
Oh, my God.
You told me to bring a few things. I brought this. Oh, this is very novelty.
And you did?
This is a classic song, but I want to see if you guys can guess who this is.
Okay. You mean the artist?
The artist, yes.
Tilda Swinton.
No.
Or do we have to hear
it first? I want it to be. David Lee Roth, right? No.
Eddie Murphy?
No.
On. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing a bushel of fun. Huh?
Now the jingle rock. I don't know.
Hold on.
Oh, wait. Okay. Jingle bell, jingle bell rock.
Jingle bell chime and jingle bells time.
Do you have any idea?
Kind of.
Who is it?
Do you want me to tell you?
Yes.
Give us the initials.
CR.
CR. CR.
No, I don't know then.
It's the California Raisins.
Ah!
Well, that's...
It's so stupid. Why do they have a whole Christmas album?
I'm happy,
that's crazy.
I'm happy and mad all at the same time.
I really thought immediately you would go, oh, that's California Raisins.
Well, I don't like the California Raisins. It was one of the worst concerts I ever saw.
I forgot since their commercials.
I don't know why it exists.
Yeah.
Amazing. They were getting rid of a bunch of CDs.
Is your next song by the Fruit of the Loom guys?
Yeah, the grape singing solo, the bunch of grapes. Is it my turn?
Yeah. You're going to the Million Woman March.
I am indeed, and I'm protesting the inauguration the day before.
They're having a march out here, too, for a million women.
Yeah, I think it's going to be in every city. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was already, I'm flying to Atlanta, and then me and Millie are driving up, because it was already, when I looked at flights from here to D.C. or here to Baltimore, mm-hmm. they were like $1 zillion, because they already know everybody's going to go out for it.
So you and Millie are going to have a little Thelma and Louise action.
For sure. All right. A little feminist road trip.
All right. Well, I'm bummed that you won't be at Sketchfest with us.
Yeah, I'm gonna be there the next weekend.
Yeah.
They were so cool about it. I emailed them and was like, look, I'm really sorry.
How could you not be cool with it?
Well, that's, and I'm not the only one. They were like, oh yeah. And like Cole was like, you know, listed all these other ladies that are going. And
all fucking dudes that weekend.
Yeah,
let's do it up,
bro, right? Party.
A little experimenting, you know what I'm talking about?
Sausage party up in
Who's taking my place reading the book?
Don't know yet.
What if I'm not even going to protest? It was all an elaborate ruse to get out of reading that Kiss book.
Disappointing. Because you reading that Kiss book would be hysterical.
It would. Why don't you just reschedule it?
Well,
entirely for me. It's a joke. I'm joking. I'm joking.
If he said April can't do it, we're gonna do it a week later, I would have been fine. So I got nothing. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, but first of all, I'm entirely joking. And second of all, I think because Dave's on. Like Dave has. I texted Dave too to be like, "Hey, dude, I'm sorry." And he was like, "What? Absolutely not. Like, of course you gotta go do that."
Yep, there's not a bad.
Do you think there will be a lot of fruit stands outside the Capitol that people can buy tomatoes and throw them?
I hope, and eggs.
And raisins. And
I'm going with a bunch. Me and Millie are going, but like Aaron Gibson's going, Alison Becker, like a bunch of people are flying.
Christy
from
Stratton's going. Yeah. Daniel Koenig's going.
And
what's your next happy Christmas song?
This actually is, I feel bad following it up. Because it's so beautiful, but Billy Bragg would approve of my rant.
Ooh.
I brought this because it's a cover of a classic that I assumed not only you'd play, but has probably been played on every episode. Christmas episode, Fairy Tale of New York by the Pogues, which is like stone cold classic status.
I think Mike Siegel played that once.
Sure.
But let's hear it.
But this is Billy Bragg and Florence and the Machine covering the Pogues and Kirsty MacColl. And it from the beginning. It's beautiful. I wish we could play the whole thing.
Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank, and an old man said to me, won't see another one. And then they sang a song, the rare old Mountain Dew. I turned my face away, dreamed about you. Got on a lucky one, came in 18-1. I've got a feeling this year's for me and you.
I want to play it until Florence starts singing.
Okay. Happy Christmas.
That's not Florence.
I love you, baby.
She wishes.
Henderson.
I can see a better time.
Rock and peace.
Yes.
Where all our dreams come true.
They got cars big as bars. They've got rivers of gold. But the wind whips right through you. It's no place for the old.
Anyway, it's beautiful. I mean, the original is obviously untouchable, but it was them in a radio session and had a harp player, a harpist. It's great. And it's Billy. He's the best.
And that Florence, she can sing.
She's got pipes.
You know who else is good? Plus the Machine.
Plus the Machine. They're good. They shred.
You think they'll ever go solo?
I don't think so.
And just be just the Machine?
Grab my song from 2006 and bring it up, because I'm going to do something that is...
The complete opposite
of what you played. I'm not going to say the band. I'm not going to say the song. But you will know who the band is.
Okay.
Listen to this.
Oh, come all ye faithful.
Oh. his sister, right?
Yeah. Sounds like we're not going to take it.
Yes.
Hold on. Hold on. Did they do a Christmas album?
Yeah, no. Twisted Christmas.
No.
Yes.
It is. We're not going to take it.
I don't listen to this. This is just for fun. I hate Twisted Sister.
Oh, you know what's funny is I was just talking about them the other night.
The documentary is good about them.
That I was hanging out with a friend and we were like cruising the documentary aisle on Netflix.
Yeah.
And that came up or whatever it was, Roku. And I'm like, wait a minute. This proves my ignorance though, because I always thought growing up they were a one hit. Well, I'm like, we're not going to take it, guys. Like, how did they get an entire documentary? And my ex Aaron, who like spent time in New York and stuff and is older than me, was like, oh no, they were like a big deal.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I just thought they were like this one hit wonder goof on the New York, where I'm like, the New York Dolls already happened. Like, you guys are just trying to be like a goofy version of them. Yep. But he was like, no, I think they were seriously like a punk band in their heyday.
Did you watch the documentary?
No, we didn't watch it. I don't like them either.
I watched the documentary and now I was fascinated by it.
Did it have a lot of, were they name checking the New York Dolls and stuff?
Yeah. And it was, they were like the biggest thing like in the tri-state area.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And I guess since
when they got their contract and then left, it was like a big, like sad. Yeah, man. I mean, like we used to see them.
Interesting. Okay, I gotta watch it now.
4 hours to, you know.
Does he Twisted Sister? Yes, isn't that funny to think about?
I know.
But okay, I'm ignorant to that. All right, I'm gonna watch it then.
Because then you think of those stupid, goofy, I wanna rock videos, and you're like, ugh.
Right, where it's like, and they already, I guess the New York Dolls aren't exactly not goofy, but they were like the first dudes to be like, oh, we just straight up dress like women and play punk rock. And like, I saw them as an extension of that, but like trying to be more palatable. So I was kind of like, whatever to these dudes, and just having no idea that, they were like taken seriously in New York.
No, I thought they were like a joke.
Yeah, for sure.
So I had no idea. So.
All right, I'll watch it.
I will watch a rock doc about anyone.
I watched the Oasis movie. That's what we were watching. We were watching the Oasis movie.
Is that on Netflix?
Or he's got Roku. Okay. Whatever it was on, like that's when it was like, if you like this, you'll like this and other music. That. It was good. I'm not Oasis's number one fan, but the documentary is interesting just because I think it captures a time that will never happen again in the music industry. It's kind of like captures the beginning of the end of, because it only is the first two albums, which are their only good albums. And then it just points out, again, you forget, they signed to an indie label. They signed to Creation Records.
Yeah.
And then 2 years later played Nebworth, which is 500,000 people.
It's nuts.
And it's that sort of thing where it's like, that can't be done again.
Is that how the documentary ends? Yeah. It must. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's pretty, like even Noel Gallagher goes, we should have just walked off stage at Nebworth and quit and been like, thank you, bye, the end. Because it's like, where do you go from there?
Down.
You make two stanky, three.
We played on the moon.
Yeah, exactly. Like Mr. Show. That sketch is totally making fun of Oasis.
What, it's your, Kyle, are you going to jump in or let April play one?
She can play one. Yeah, I only have like a few.
All right. Well, I'll do the same thing. This is a cover of again, Bing Crosby, David Bowie, Peace on Earth, Little Drummer Boy, of course.
It's on my list.
Well, if you want to play it after, this is a cover that Paul F. might get mad at me for playing because he sent it in a personal email a few years ago. But this is Paul F. Tompkins and Dave Gruber Allen covering Peace on Earth, Little Drummer Boy.
Well, wait, they just recorded it just for you?
For me, but I don't think, I mean, it was an email to like his friends, like Merry Christmas friends, but I don't know if this has ever been like released.
I'm sure it's fine. Rock Solid exclusive.
I guess. I don't know if it's been anywhere else.
Why not?
Come, they told me, pa-rum-pa-bum-bum.
Doesn't sound like a parody.
A newborn king to see, pa-rum-pa-bum-bum. Our finest gifts we bring, pa-rum-pa-bum-bum. Can it be a years from now to see, perhaps we'll see our finest day of glory.
amazing singing voice.
Peace on earth, can it be? Here's for now, perhaps we'll see. We'll see the day of glory. See the day
when men
of the wheel
must
live in peace again.
Every child must be made aware.
Every child must be made to care.
Care enough for his fellow men.
You get it.
That's great.
It's rad, isn't it?
That is really great.
Fantastic. Anyway, now play the real one.
I love the I don't have the ramp up to the, but in the video, like when David Bowie comes over to Bing Crosby's house, mm-hmm. and Bing Crosby apparently has been asleep for 50 years.
Yeah, totally.
Because he doesn't know who David Bowie is.
Yeah, he's like, who are you, dude? Yeah.
I twinkle the eyes a little bit myself.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dear.
Oh, really? Just, who's this bozo?
I was just beating my kids and drinking some orange juice. Yeah.
There's a video that's John C. Reilly and Will Ferrell.
Oh, really?
And they do it, but they do it completely, like...
They just do it straight up?
But it's exact replica of the video.
Sometimes I'm not down with that. But, we're going to do it we're just going to do it straight up, but it's going to be exactly the same.
It is really funny, because, like... they're both like the same size. He's like, oh, you're just a little fella. Or something like.
I'm not going to play the original.
Yeah, we've all heard it.
Rock and peace to Bing Crosby and David Bowie.
All
probably,
right.
Probably up there
doing it right now.
Singing it this year together.
Yeah. Who are you?
What? You still don't remember?
Let's play drums on this song. Will be played by former guest Kenny Aronoff. This is from a very special Christmas album. This is John Mellencamp with I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus.
I remember this, yeah.
I like this version. I like the fiddle.
I don't like it since I heard he didn't tip.
Fucking dick.
I saw mommy kissing Santa Claus underneath the mistletoe last night. But she did not see me creep downstairs to have a peek. Well, she thought that I was tucked up in my bedroom fast asleep. But let me tell you that I saw Mama tickle Santa Claus underneath the beard so snowy.
I don't know. I give that a thumbs down.
You don't like that one? You don't like John Mellencamp?
You give it a lump of coal?
Yeah.
Why don't you like it?
I don't know. Maybe my judgment is clouded by the fact that I know he's a dick. But also just because, I don't know, it's like a little too like...
You got an album there by a whole guy that rolls it.
How dare.
What? What are you saying?
No way did you just compare the voice, the sweet, silky tones of Elvis Presley...
Here's the problem.
...to John Cougar Mellencamp.
I feel like everyone... can imitate how Elvis sings and be pretty on point.
I feel the opposite of you in every way. No way.
I'll have a blue.
Oh, point proven. You're right. That's gorgeous.
Christmas.
Get out of here.
That's not Kyle did a pretty, that wasn't bad, Kyle.
No.
That wasn't too bad. Actually.
It wasn't bad.
I was actually
pretty surprised.
All right.
I saw mommy kissing an asshole.
Ooh.
It's John Mellencamp.
Yeah, he sucks.
Oh, I thought you were talking about your parents.
I don't know. What? I don't have any more truth. All right.
She just throws her list against the wall and leaves.
This is a song.
I actually locked the door. She can't leave.
I only recently was, it was brought to my attention by my friend Sean Nelson, who used to be in this band, Harvey Danger. He used to be the lead singer of Harvey Danger. And this is a song called Sometimes You Have to Work on Christmas. And it's like a song about Christmas. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have like jingle bells
That's
in it
okay.
or whatever. You can just cut a minute or two in. Like, I don't know.
So dismissive of this episode. No.
It's not my favorite. I'll be honest.
Well, thank you for agreeing to it, though.
Blinking in the lobby, sitting on the coffee table. And spare changes stand in line like poor relations at some kind of sad reunion. And I'm selling the tickets, they come in out of the weather for Christmas alone together.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fun.
That's good. They're good.
I count that as a Christmas song.
Same.
It's about Christmas.
Yeah.
I used to have to work on Christmas when I worked in a movie theater.
That's the video. It's about a guy working in a movie theater. Yeah. Yep. Totally.
People used to call and they'd be like, "Are you open?" And I would I would say, I actually got in trouble for this, but I would say like, "Oh no, I'm just here to tell people we're closed."
Yeah, exactly.
And it's like the phone. They're like, "Oh, okay, Merry Christmas."
Oh,
and
no.
Then they just wouldn't come in.
Also, who doesn't know the movies are always open on? I mean, that's what you do on Christmas.
People in Altoona, Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Who would come in April?
Yeah.
Movies are always like sold out.
The one Jewish family in the town.
We went to see a movie on Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah, same. I always go Thanksgiving and Christmas.
What'd you see? You saw Adam's Family Values? No. Yes. No.
Yeah, that was the night after.
Okay.
That was the night
What'd
after.
What'd you see on Thanksgiving
Actually,
Day?
Actually, I didn't go because we didn't leave Hardwick's until like 11. Mm-mm. So this is like the first Thanksgiving I didn't go to the movies in years.
Well, there'll be more Thanksgivings, I think.
Tom Hanksgiving is what I call it, by the way. It's Tom Hanksgiving.
My next song is by a former guest, Tony Thaxton.
Oh, I love him.
This is from his Christmas album called...
Oh my God, he loves Christmas. I was on his Christmas podcast. Yeah, I feel like a jerk.
This is from a very... How did you fake it for that podcast?
Well, I didn't fake it, but we had very specific mutual... Like, Christmas in Dixie by Alabama was a thing that like our parents would always play. And he also was super into Huey Lewis. We had a great time. I don't remember if...
Huey Lewis doesn't have a Christmas song, though, does he?
No, but we just talked about liking him. Now I'm like, did I lie to Tony and tell him I was real hyped about Christmas? Just to be on that episode. But I don't think I did. I think I was like, yeah, Christmas is good.
Huey Lewis could take any of his songs and turn them into a Christmas song.
Well, he wants a new drug.
I can't believe, actually, now having said that, if you could, Christmas in Dixie by Alabama, that was always played at my house at Christmas because I'm country as shit.
I'm looking that up, right?
That's sure, I'll play that after this.
There were the two guys, Alabama, here's what I remember about Alabama. There were two guys with beards and one guy was fugly.
You just named like 90% of country bands.
Yeah, but these guys look like they were maybe related, but the one guy got all the looks, and that wasn't much.
I don't remember any guy in Alabama being good looking.
All right, I'll play your Tony Thaxton song. Do you want
to? Yeah.
Okay, it's from the album A Very Feliz Navipod to You. It's a very merry Feliz Navipod to you, your friends and family and everybody else. And the song that we're going to hear is R2-D2, We Wish You a Merry Christmas.
R2-D2, we wish you a Merry Christmas. R2-D2, we love you, it's true. R2-D2, we wish you a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
We hope our little message gets to you. We look up at the winter star. We know that's where you are.
I love Tony. He's awesome.
Now, I got some fun facts from Tony Thaxton himself, and I told him I would read these.
All right.
This song.
It's when April hates Christmas.
Here's a fun fact.
I don't hate it at all.
I'm going to read it verbatim what he wrote. Fun fact, .. Did you know that it is a cover and it's the first recorded performance? Now, he's talking about the original version, not this version. He's talking about the original version.
Okay.
All right. Fun fact, ..
You read the ellipses.
Did you know that it is a cover? And when I say that, I mean talking about the original version.
Wow.
Not this one. Mm-hmm. This version was by Tony Thaxton.
Right.
Okay, so he sent me this email and he said, fun fact, .. Did you know? I'm doing that on purpose.
Are you going to edit this out?
No.
Okay.
That is a cover and it's the first recorded performance of John Bon Jovi.
What?
Yes. It's from the Christmas in Star Wars Christmas album. Christmas in the Stars.
Wow.
I am editing all this out, including the song.
No, shut up.
So.
That's crazy.
Yep. There you go. Tony and John Bon Jovi singing the same lyrics.
Tony's rad.
Yeah, Tony's a good guy.
All right, you want to play Christmas in Dixie?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, please.
Isn't one guy fugly?
I don't know.
Oh, this is this I'll cry too. This is my childhood Christmas. My mom cries every time she hears this song.
And out in California,
where her dumb daughter lives,
the sun shines falling
down. Her dumb liberal daughter,
elitist.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe down in Memphis. Graceland's all in lights.
That's right. Rock and peace.
And in Atlanta, Georgia.
That's right. Yeah, because my mom used to get real choked up during that. That's where we lived. Tonight.
Christmas in Dixie.
Yeah, this is a great... I love Christmas. Snowing, this is a great song.
Are you not playing any Garth Brooks Christmas songs today?
No, I don't even have any.
What about Christmas games?
You guys, I'm into Christmas now because of Alabama.
That was a great joke that we stepped over.
Christmas games?
Christmas games.
Yeah, that's great.
It's pretty good.
You guys, now I feel it.
You feeling Christmas? You getting the Christmas spirit?
I swear to God, that took me back to being like 7 years old at Christmas.
That's when you could do no wrong.
I mean, I'm feeling it now. Thank you, Alabama.
I'll see if I can ruin that for you.
I was gonna ruin it.
Well, no, it comes around this way. You're after me. Okay. Come on now.
Okay.
This one, look, April's going to love this one.
What? Okay.
Because this is a band that she loves when I reference this band. This is TP and the H-Breakers.
Yeah. I still don't know why it's not TP and the HBs. If you're going to shorten it, go hard.
TP and the H-Breakers.
Okay.
We'll dedicate this one to Jeff Tate, who would assume he would call this a 10 out of 10. This is from a very special Christmas Volume 2.
Uh-huh.
This is Christmas All Over Again.
Long distance relatives, haven't seen them in a long, long time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I kind of missed them. I just don't want to kiss them, no. And it's Christmas all over.
There you go. That's a Tate out of Tate.
I like that. I remember that from the very special Christmas thing.
Volume 2.
Yeah.
First one was that. Red with gold printing, and the second one was green.
They've done like 9 of them now,
though. The third one was gold with white printing.
They've done so many of them now.
Then there was a live one, white with red printing.
Cool. Let's keep going.
Because I get sketchy after the live one. All right. What do you got for us, Kai? You going to ruin Christmas?
Yeah. If you guys are feeling Christmas, this is Nerf Herder, and they've got a boner for Christmas.
All right.
Mend up your stocking hole, cause this lump ain't made of coal. I've got a boner for Christmas.
This sounds like Blink-182.
Cranberry sauce, green beans, and muffins. You be the turkey, I'll do the stuffing. I've got a boner for Christmas.
It's a little less subtle than...
Whenever I hear anyone sing about boners, I'm like, is this Blink-182?
That's what I did. I lost all my Nerf Herder when I lost all my music.
I might have a good portion of it.
You might have it back for me?
I might have some of it.
All right, cool.
Wait, how many more songs do you have?
Well, there's 12 Days of Christmas.
Oh my God.
How many do you have? I'll just go with what you...
I mean, I could play one more. I could play 3 more.
Play 3 more. You're already here.
All right, well then...
I imagine people Christmas Day, they light a
gathering
fire...
Gathering around the fire to listen to this.
And they throw this in.
They throw this in.
They throw their computer right in the fire. Totally. That's how mad they are. They throw their computer into the fire.
Well, hey, I'm going to follow this up with Reggie Watts. Since you did Boner for Christmas...
Uh-oh, what's Reggie got?
He's got Christmases for fucking.
Can I say this at the beginning? Or?
Sure.
Hopefully Reggie Watts gets a comb for Christmas.
How dare you?
You know, we make this a little bit more Christmassy.
Christmas in the air.
Oh, the bell, yeah.
Over the fire, frosty mugs of eggnog running down people's throats, trying to make the most. Relatives and family all over from the planetary surface. Aunts and grandmas and moms and shit. Yeah, yeah. Christmas is a time for giving, yeah. Christmas is a time for giving, yeah. Most of all, Christmas is something that I just look forward to, forward, yeah.
I love Reggie so much.
Christmas is for fucking. Christmas is for fucking. Christmas is for fucking. Get your fuck on, get your fuck on, yeah.
Yeah. Play that for the kids.
They'll like it.
I love Reggie.
You need to, Kyle, look up to play after I'm done. We got to hear, it's on YouTube because I uploaded it to YouTube. It's Pardo and Aukerman singing Baby It's Cold Outside.
Oh, right. Yeah. I think I have that too because I got their EP.
That's a collector's item.
Well, it's going up on eBay with some burned CDs later.
Cease and desist. Okay, this is a song by a former guest, Michael DeBar. He was in Power Station, played Live Aid with Power Station.
A lot of names dropped tonight. Yeah, well, I'm not saying, get it.
They're not my friends.
You got star-studded guests.
When I play your songs, I say, one of my co-hosts,
sure.
A song by April Richardson. Sure. This is a funny song. This is called Rock and Roll Santa. Funny might be a strong word.
Santa got skinny this Christmas time. Coming down the chimney, is it gonna be fine? Last year was tough, all those cookies and stuff. Put out a fruit plate, that'll be enough.
What is
Santa
happening?
Santa looks great, Santa lost weight. He's a rock and roll Santa and he's getting in shape.
With TJ just...
This is atrocious. I mean, let's be real.
So is that abbreviation is atrocious.
Super atrocious.
Was he trying
How would you abbreviate the word snooze? This is a snoo.
Well, I mean, look, now you're just being reckless. There are some words that don't need to be short.
Okay. Oh, you mean I'm being reckless?
Okay, no, you don't know how to do it.
No, she would call you Don Reckles.
Yeah, you don't know the technique.
Do another one. Do another word for me. These are April-isms. Write them down, folks.
I'm just trying to think of other ways to describe that song. Gnarls is pretty gnarls, for real.
I think it's good.
See, that doesn't...
What? Well, that means
you
good.
Just, you don't know how to do it.
It's great.
Was he trying to get Jenny Craig sponsorship?
Yeah, or like or Susan something? Powder stop the insanity?
He's very physically fit.
Who was this guy again? What band was he in?
Michael DeBar. He played...
He's Pamela's husband. Yeah, That's how I know him. Well, Pamela's
I know
ex-husband.
Him as playing with Power Station at Live Aid.
Look, Pamela, if I'd have heard that song, I'd have dumped him too.
This was from 2012.
I bet in divorce court she was like, but your honor, I give you. And then they press play on that song. And she's like, you get all the money.
And he said, and he goes, your honor, she slept with everyone.
Including Santa.
The judge would be like, so would I if I was married to the dude who wrote that song.
He slept with Santa, who was a fat piece of shit last year. This year looks great.
It's fantastic.
I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
Play it again.
Nope.
Did you find Baby It's Cold Outside?
I did.
Let's hear it.
Yeah, let's cleanse our palates.
Jimmy, I don't know. It's Christmas Eve. I'm looking at the time, and the problem is I gotta go.
No, you can't go.
Why can't I go?
I'm telling you, it's just not a good idea for you to go.
I know, but I'd love for you to explain yourself just a little bit. I mean, my point is, I really can't stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I really can't stay.
Hey, Scotty, it's cold outside.
I really can't stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I cannot stay.
But I'm telling you, it's cold.
I really have to say.
I can't stay.
But Scotty, it's cold outside.
I am genuinely jealous of how it seems that every comedian I know has a great singing voice.
I'm
not being funny.
It's a studio trick.
No, I genuinely, there are a lot of comics who are great singers. Most of them are. And I can't carry a tune to save my life. And I'm very jealous. I mean, like David Cross has a beautiful singing voice. Scott Aukerman is a great singer.
How does that singing voice
Paul
make
Paul F.
It,
is a great singer.
How does that singing voice make it through David Cross's beard?
I mean, that's
like
how.
It's like crawling out of a
so
pit.
It's so good. And I'm like, I can't. Shit. It's my turn. Mm-hmm. All right, I'm just gonna play a little bit of my friend. Two of us can drop names. This is my friend Darren Hanlon.
Is this gonna be about an iconic Christmas character getting in shape?
I'm afraid to say that there's only one of those songs in existence. Thank God. Reason for the season. This is called Spend Christmas Day With Me by my friend Darren Hanlon. You can start at the beginning. I don't think it has a crazy intro.
Spend Christmas Day with me. Of
Of all the places in the world you choose to be, if you're here early, we'll go out and find a tree. I'm sharpening the axe. We'll drag it home behind us for to cover up our tracks. Spend Christmas Day with me. What else would you do? There couldn't possibly be anything worth watching on TV. You know there never is, just children's choirs and candle fires and other Yuletide fears.
It's a great song.
That's garbage.
How dare you?
You go spend Christmas Day with Darren Hanlon.
I could. He actually, he does a Christmas tour every December in Australia. It's his biggest tour. And he did. He was just here with me. He was just here on Halloween. And
on his Halloween tour.
On his Halloween tour. He played here the day before Halloween and we hung out. I love him so much. And then he was like, yeah, just come to Australia for Christmas. And I was really, I just don't have enough money. If I had income right now, I absolutely would do it. Because Australia is awesome. It's summertime there. And I would just like be on tour with him. God, I'm talking myself into it now. Maybe I'll do it.
Do they have an album or a song called Christmas Down Under?
Why would they have that?
I don't know. Sounds like something they would do. Because it kind of sounds like...
I don't know what you're talking about. Know. Where do you
cut all this
for?
Out.
Yeah, like, maybe, I'll go to Australia.
Well, this next song is from former guest Marshall Crenshaw.
Cool.
But now when I hear this song, I'm going to think of April, Christmas morning. Let's hear a little bit of Lonely Christmas.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Well, it's going to be a lonely Christmas. Just won't be a holiday. I'll sit here in my room and cry, 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 because you went.
That's real.
Yeah.
It's real. It's true. I can't remember the last Christmas I have had a boyfriend.
Sometimes boyfriends break up with their girlfriends so they don't have to buy them anything.
But I don't. Yeah, that is true. But I'm trying to think. I was like, no. Even though Andy and I broke up a bunch, so I don't think we were ever together for a Christmas. Just as I say his real name into the mind. I didn't mean to put him on blast, but like, yeah, I haven't had. And then
April, when's your birthday? Next week. Got to break up. When is Valentine's Day year?
He broke up with me for real a week before my birthday.
Wow.
For real, for real.
What's the best present you ever got from a boyfriend or husband since you've been married a few times?
A few. Yeah, David got me cool presents. I don't know.
Doesn't have to be an elaborate present.
I don't
present.
Really care.
Doesn't
I'm not
an
a
expensive present.
What if a hunky fit Santa comes down that chimney?
Yeah, that, no, what
that's
other kind is
right there?
Like a Dolph Lundgren Santa?
Oh, hell, I'd sit on that lap. What am I right, ladies? I don't remember. I'm not super concerned about gifts. Although I will say, I did have a... Yeah, I don't really... David gave me cool stuff all the time because David, my ex-husband... I mean, out of all the people I've dated, he knew me the most. Like, you know, we were married for a while.
Yeah.
So he gave me cool stuff I liked. I remember a boyfriend gave me an ironic t-shirt once and I'm like, have you ever seen me wear anything ironic? I'm the least ironic person.
It's terrible.
On the face of the... It was just one of those things where I don't care about gifts as far as expense. Like, all I want a gift to do is tell me that you listen to me when I talk and that you know what I like. I don't care if it costs $5. But that was a birthday where I'm like, okay, we should break up now because you don't listen to me ever. Like, I'm not into this in any way. I didn't say any of that. I just was like, wow, thanks. And then it went to Goodwill. It was the worst. Goodwill.
And then the next year he bought you the same t-shirt.
I don't
and
think
you
he,
knew it was from Goodwill.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And he's like, wait a minute. No, it was, that was the worst. That guy was the worst. It was Andy. Anyway, yeah.
Oh, okay. I believe it's my turn again.
All right.
Let's just go with a classic.
Wait, no, it isn't. You just played Lonely Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh, I did. Yeah, you're right. Sorry. You got another one, Kyle?
No.
You want to talk about Twisted Sister Down Under? I still don't, you have to explain that to me tomorrow.
All right. I'm going to play Sparks.
I don't even know what I meant by it.
And it's just a song called Thank God It's Not Christmas.
Is life after us? What do I see? What do I see? Some sunken out of way where people could have played after us.
I love Sparks.
That's a good tune. I like that. I've never heard that.
You need to buy Kimono My House. It's classic status. I think you would like that album.
That's the one you would say start here.
Yeah, and it's their most famous, and it has their biggest hits. It has like This Town Ain't Big Enough for the Both of Us.
What's the cover look like?
Two women in kimonos.
That would make sense.
I'm like all Sparks all day, but that's their most famous.
Sparks all day.
Oh my God, they just finished an album. You got to get that. And then you would definitely like the album they did with Franz Ferdinand.
All right. I'm going to get,
look it up. But some Sparks, I think you would be like, this is too weird.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're always weird, but I think Kimono My House is a good place to start.
Do they sing any songs about Frosty the Snowman on the treadmill, getting in shape?
Unfortunately, no, but I wish they would write one.
Let's go with a classic by probably the oldest artist that's going to be played today. A guy named he's so old that his first name they no longer use as a name. Burl Ives.
Ah, Mr. Ives.
This is a classic play, Kyle.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year.
Ooh, bells.
I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas.
This might be the one instrument that I'm good at. Street,
say hello.
I think it's a stretch to call it an instrument.
Everyone you
what about
meet.
Skin flute? I'm okay with that.
Yeah!
Two instruments.
Hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you. Kiss her once for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas. And in case
this song's only a minute 22 seconds long. Might be a minute.
That's all it takes to get the message across.
Might be a minute too long. I think they could have got it out there in 22 seconds. What do you got?
I'm ending with Merry Christmas, Baby, Elvis Presley. This is definitely, this gives me a boner for Christmas. This is a Christmas is for fucking jam. This is a hot song.
I can imitate it dead on.
Okay, we've Elvis. Already, nope. I mean, come on.
Sonny Rick and your candy cane.
Merry, Merry Christmas, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Sure did treat me nice.
Come on, y'all. Tell me you want to see somebody strip to this.
I
Come
said,
on.
Merry Christmas, baby.
Come on, Kyle. Take off your Silver Surfer shirt.
Sure did treat me nice. Give me a diamond ring for Christmas. Now I'm living in paradise. Well, I'm feeling mighty fine.
I could listen to that over
Got
and
good
over.
Music on my radio.
I like Christmas now. I never dislike Christmas. I'm just in a mood because I'm sick and everything.
I was so happy that when you pulled the album out of the
it's green.
Sleeve that the vinyl was
I'm
green.
Psyched too because this says randomly inserted holiday red or green. And I like green better. And I got green.
You got
so
green.
So thank you.
Because when you first pulled it out and I saw that that cheapo sleeve. Remember when you would buy an album and the sleeve would be like, you're like, you want the lyrics or picture right. of the band, and it'd be that white.
Just the
like,
white, yeah.
Bullshit.
But no, this is green transparent That's vinyl. Nice. That's rad.
That's nice.
Thank you.
That'll look great melting in the fire.
Yeah. I got to frame it next to the thing. I did that for this Beautiful South record that I got. My mom had it framed and matted because like the cover yeah. and the inner sleeve.
I've done that before.
Yeah, it looks cool as shit. I got that for Christmas one year. That was a cool Christmas there present.
You. Do your parents send you presents to open up Christmas morning or whenever
it
you
depends.
Choose to?
Yeah, some years they have, and then some years I've just been like, send them checks. You know what I mean? Send
and then
them
you get,
checks.
And then you get cereal.
Yeah, right? I'm like, pay my rent. No, but they usually send a little something because my mom, she's a mom. She's like, it's sad that you don't have anything to open on Christmas morning. So
I'm going to wrap that up and open it on Christmas.
Okay. All
Do you
right.
have a turntable at your?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, so you can actually play that too. That's great.
Yeah, but I'm actually going to get a new one because I want one that plugs into USB. Like I want one that I can like rip vinyl from.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
And I want to get a cassette deck that does that too.
Can you even get a cassette deck anymore?
You can. There's a cassette revival going on, you guys.
Well, if you ever
My ex-husband owns his own cassette label, everyone. Hornbucklerecords.com. Go to it. Buy tapes.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's cool.
If you get that cassette deck that does that, I have a Charles Grodin audio book that I need to be ripped.
But you need it ripped. Okay.
I do. He sure. reads it. It is hysterical.
All right.
Yeah. It's called... It's from the
Have you looked into just buying it on iTunes or something?
No, it's not available.
Oh, okay.
It's from the book, It Would Be So Nice If You Weren't Here.
And then he's going to sell burned CDs of that.
Yeah,
shut up,
right,
Kyle.
Audio.
Shut up.
Hey!
Shut up.
We've uncovered your scheme.
I could because you can't get it, so I could...
Well, if I find a thing that does that, I'll let you know for sure because I have similar things. I would rip songs from mixtapes.
I mean, I would love it if you bought that thing.
I'm going to buy that thing regardless.
Let me do some apologies to some... apology to Eddie Money. We will not be hearing Everybody Loves Christmas. Apologies to JP, Chrissy, and the Fairground Boys. That's Chrissy Hind, the Pretenders. We will not be hearing Christmas soon. I'll play out with one of my favorite Christmas songs. But before that, April, you are at APE.
Yes.
APEY.
Correct.
On Twitter.
Yes.
You have a fan page on Facebook. Because you're an elitist.
Yes.
You don't want regular people coming to your page.
No, only elite people.
So you can find me.
It's really frustrating.
I'm at @Pat_elitist. we are at Rock Solid Show. Kyle, you're at Kyle.SonFunny. Mm-hmm. Kyle and I will be up at the San Francisco Sketch Fest on January 20th and 21st.
Right? Sure.
Two shows.
Yeah. I can't wait to hear how it goes. I can't wait to hear who's got to read the book instead of me.
I hope it's a lady comic. I want a lady on the show.
Okay.
They're all going to be at the marches.
Oh, look, that's right. We're all going to be fighting for our rights and shit.
But to party. But it'll be Dave Holmes and Wayne Fetterman on Friday night. And then I kind of know who the guest is on Saturday, but I can't say it yet because it's not 100% confirmed.
All right. Well, you'll tell me when.
I'll tell you, but it'll definitely be it'll be a good one.
They might already know by this.
The time this drops, you might know. But at the time of record, I don't know.
Yeah.
So anyway, with April, thank you for coming here for a topic you did not want to do. You will also be here next week for the year in review episode.
Yes.
And then you'll get to play all kinds of fun stuff that you liked from 2016.
Yeah. I'm psyched.
And I hope you have some abbreviations for words that people say normally.
I will. For sure, I will.
Yeah, bring some norms. Hey, I think I made up. Yeah. That's more norms than... No, nothing.
Leave it to the master,
just
please.
Can't do it. All right. Kyle, play us out. This is Bryan Adams, but it is one of my favorite Christmas songs of all time. It's called Christmas Time. Happy holidays, April.
Happy holidays to you.
Season's greetings, Kyle.
Season's greetings to you.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
We waited all through the year for the day to appear when we could be together.
shine for you and me. Something about Christmas time. Something about Christmas time.
I don't like when you put the lid on. I mean, thank you for putting the lid on, but it keeps the heat in to where you can't even drink
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Oh, you guys are both.
Are we recording right now?
Where's my hot chocolate guy? I'm going to have it.
Okay. We're going to get it for you. I'll make it for you.
All right.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. Auto Trader.